Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Aliquippa, calls for accountability and transparency following last week's shooting death of 18-year-old Kendrick Curtis during a joint law enforcement operation.
Community leaders have asked for patience as more information comes out here. Some have asked for more information now, though. One of the organizers also asked for police to reveal body cameras.
So we're not sure exactly where this will go next, but people are asking for more information.
And in Arizona.
During an emotional tribute, Erica Kirk told thousands of mourners she forgives the man accused of killing her husband, conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
That's Erica Kirk again, now CEO of her late husband's organization, Turning Point USA.
And I would imagine there'll be a lot of focus on where she takes the organization next.
Steelers cornerback Brandon Echols came up big in Sunday's win over the Patriots.
He made some big plays today, the interception, the fourth down tackle. He was engaged in the game. He is a good teammate, and I'm glad we got him.
Coach Tomlin, very happy about him. And also Cam Hayward, who really contributed with some tackles and tips.
Yeah, that tip, one of his tip passes wound up being an interception, right?
In the end zone.
Yeah.
And those are, if you're the other team, it's deadly.
And T.J. Watt ended the when is he going to get a sack talk with a couple of them.
Yeah, six games, I believe, he went without a sack, so he got two yesterday. And your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, the final drive was really key. And
he was money, wasn't he? Huh?
Yeah. He threw, and there were some big-time catches. D.K. Metcalf in the end zone for the Steelers. First score. And Calvin Austin with a nice catch and throw for the Steelers' last score.
You know, the last time the Steelers had a quarterback who was a threat to throw a touchdown pass just like those two was Ben Roethlisberger.
Number 7.
Almost automatic.
So Aaron Rodgers, number 8. And their next opponent, they crushed the Cincinnati Bengals.
Boy, the Bungles got torpedoed in Minnesota.
So it'll be the Vikings Steelers, with the Steelers being the designated home team in Dublin, Ireland at Croke Park Stadium. Tens of thousands of Pittsburghers will be there.
And they're going to hear a familiar voice.
Myron Cope.
A familiar voice on the public address system. It's you, Larry Richard, has been asked to be the PA announcer. That's wonderful.
Boy, I'm so excited.
That's really cool.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime dream opportunity, yeah. It's going to be fun with all the Steeler fans in Dublin. You know, and you've seen some of the videos already, they have Steeler shops set up. They got Steeler this, Steeler that. So we'll see how well the Vikings travel, but it'll be fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.